Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
If you're seeking a bit of fun for the next half an hour or so, Carrie and Tommy have you covered. New Zealand is the ultimate destination if you seek an epic winter holiday. From skiing to stargazing, heli-hiking to thermal hot pools, New Zealand's got it all. Exhilaration, relaxation and more. Plan your trip at newzealand.com. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to Wednesday. How are we, guys?
I've got a bit of pepper steak in my throat.
Oh, do you?
Can you stop every afternoon making us all eat that food?
What do you mean? I'm just doing the thing because I'm getting, you know, I've given Eli, I ordered Eli a hot dog with fries on it. I know.
And that thing Eli, I just ate was so good.
Isn't it good?
Amazing.
Yeah,
you don't need at 3 o'clock a steak roll.
I'm having a Philly cheese steak and it's so good.
But then it just makes you burp for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
This is actually, I think, what we need to talk about next because I've taken a bit of a shot. I had a rendezvous last night. Oh. And, yeah, anyway, the question I want to ask you next is would you date a wet man? And if that doesn't make sense to you, I will explain it
like
next.
I'll ask my questions.
Carrie and Tommy.
Jacku and the Biebs. That is Where Are You Now for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Because I've taken a new tact in dating, and I would like your thoughts on it firstly. It's because I used to put in so much effort. Like, I would find out what the person I was going on a date with, what they like, what type of food they liked and stuff. And then
asking them or you'd
But then I would pick like a place after that I knew did awesome desserts and get like a like it was over the top, right? I would organize a car to pick them up, take them to the date. I know.
Too soon.
I know it was too much.
Explain a bit, isn't it?
If you didn't want to.
Where do you go from there?
Well, if you didn't want a second date too, they're like.
Of course.
Would crack.
I feel like you rolled out the red carpet and now you're ghosting me.
But like, I was just trying to impress show you a really nice time.
Yeah.
But I never want to do it again. But so anyway, so now I've changed tack and I go the other way. And we just meet up at like a local pub or somewhere that's kind of very casual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did last night. Now at the pub, they had one of my favorite things in the world, which is chicken wings. I love chicken wings.
An interesting date meal.
Mm.
Yeah.
But again, because I'm doing my other thing.
Sticky finger.
I'm doing my low key thing. So that doesn't matter, you know?
Okay,
because
sure.
It's casual, so it doesn't matter if you get a bit messy.
Absolutely, because there's nothing a woman wants to look across and see.
Just
saliva and gross fingers.
And you more of a hot wings kind of guy? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Buffalo wings. Buffalo wings.
That's so good.
With ranch. To be fair, she brought it up. She said, I love wings and this place does awesome.
Oh, my God.
And this place does awesome
wings.
There you go. Yes.
It's your perfect match.
Yeah. And so anyway, well, it was going fine. And the thing is, I do love wings, but I'm not great with spicy food. And so I love wings. And I usually go when I go with my housemate, Johnny, we usually get like 14 serviettes because we know we're going to sit there toweling ourselves down.
And there's this pile of like.
Yes. But because we're chatting and I'm excited to get to know someone new, I'm eating wings. And then I looked down and I went, hold on. There's a drip on the table, and I looked up and I thought there was a leak in the roof. And no, I was sweating so much it dripped off the end of my nose.
How hot were they?
It dripped off the end of my nose, and then I went, "Oh,
How many in? How many did you eat?"
Well, no, not that many in. And then
how many did you eat all up?
Hang on, I will tell you that. But in this sitting with her, not that many. And so this drip hit, right? And I looked at her and I said, am I really sweating? And she burst out laughing. And she said, that's about the fourth drip that's fallen off me. Right? And so now I'm sweating for two reasons, because I'm wing sweating, but I'm also nervous
and
sweating.
Because you're wishing you had your butler there to wipe your brow in your old school dating where you had all of the things, levers to pull.
Jeeves, get me out of here, Jeeves. Anyway, and so then I'm going through napkins and I've noticed I'm patting the back of my neck. And then I thought I'll walk to the bar to get some airflow, right? So I walked to the bar and I noticed that
Because that's where you get airflow.
No, just so I could walk.
Okay.
So I could move.
Anywhere but here where I'm dripping in sweat.
Just so I walked to the bar so air will go past me.
Yeah.
And then I, as I did that, of course, I took a napkin and I really patted my face down and I could feel the moisture under all my hair. Like my whole head felt like it was on fire. And I said to the bar woman, I said, hey, I'm on a date and does it look like I'm in distress? And she said, it looks like you've never eaten anything hot before and your face is on fire. And I went, okay.
Was your date eating the spicy wings as well?
Yeah.
And dripping?
No.
Of course.
Gorgeous. Didn't even really need a napkin. Like, you know,
just a dainty eater.
Like, I've gone through an old growth forest worth of napkins. And she's just like, anyway, so where else would you like to travel in the world? And I'm like, who cares? Put me in an ice bath, woman. Jesus Christ. So I got kind of just then just nervous and started to.
Have you heard from her since?
Well, here is the answer to the other bit of your question. Then I stopped eating wings, obviously, and I started just chowing down ice cold beer because I needed to cool myself. And the date ended fine because I was then just so paranoid. And, you know, we said, oh, you know, see you later. And she called an Uber and I said, I'll wait till your Uber gets here and see you into Uber. And then she drove off. And when you said how many wings did I eat, because I got so nervous, I'd stopped eating.
But,
and so then I walked back into the pub and I got myself another bucket of wings and sat there and sweated away in peace.
But how many?
Does it matter?
It does matter. I'm interested because I know you're in a health kick.
So there were 24 wings in a bucket and we got a bucket, right? And I would have only had maybe five of those. And then, because then the guy at the pub came around and he said, are you done? And I said, yes, I'm done. I'm on fire. And then she left. And then I came back and I had a bucket. So
what, like 30?
So maybe 29. Anyway.
That's a lot of chicken.
Imagine the stuff.
Although it's not a lot of chicken on the wing, though, is it?
Yeah. Sitting there at your own bucket of
wings.
He
was just a bit of a hot mess.
So here's my question. On 131060, would you date a wet man? Like, I know when I'm sitting across from a woman and she's bone dry and I'm dripping wet, that's not how it's meant to work.
I feel like if it was a little
that,
way in,
I know that's
it
not
matter,
the way that's meant
date,
to happen.
First date, she's imagining you then sweating in every scenario. You're just a like hot, sweaty mess. Like if it was like a few months in, maybe.
Yes. But I wanted to hear that from our callers, not from you, Carrie.
Okay, sorry.
131060. I want to know, have you had a sweaty person on a date and did you date them again? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Panic at the Disco for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 131060, would you date a wet man?
And to be clear, you don't mean a wet man as in a bit of a drip, like a bit like limp,
No, I meant I was sweating so much I was dripping. Because we were eating hot wings, which she loved. We were at the pub and she goes, I love wings. I said, great, so do I, forgetting that they set my skull on fire. And I got to the point where a drop of water hit the table and I went, that's come from my face and I'm drenched. Ebony, g'day.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good thanks, Ebony.
Would you date a wet man?
I don't know if I would now, but I definitely did.
How wet?
Pretty wet and a little bit BOE. He was Irish, so obviously he wasn't used to Australian summers.
Was it, sorry, a bit BOE, like stinky? Yeah.
Yes.
A stinky, sweaty guy.
Yeah, but he was the loveliest, so I kind of overlooked it.
Oh, my gosh, you're a better person than I am.
That's the difference between men and women,
Yeah.
I've also probably got to a point where I wouldn't put up with it now, so I'm not that good.
So how early on did you notice that he was wet?
Well, I actually knew him while I was dating somebody else. He worked for my parents, and I noticed it all the time before we got together.
Oh, so sorry, Ebony. He's just wet constantly.
Sweaty because of the heat, I guess, and the hair didn't help.
Okay.
So hold on. So you saw him from afar, noticed he was sweaty, but you still went there,
no,
Ebony?
Yeah. He worked for my parents. I worked next to him in a bar, so it was quite apparent how wet he was.
And
so it didn't put you off.
It almost did, but he was so nice. And I was just saying before I look back, and he was the nicest person I ever dated. I mean, I love my husband very dearly, but man was the nicest boy in the world.
Ebony, obviously a personal question, so feel free not to answer. But if he was just sweaty in day-to-day life, was the bedroom like a water park?
Yes, but isn't it supposed to be?
Yeah, but not from us. I mean, sorry.
I did used to float like the pre-shower.
Yeah.
You'd float it.
Yeah.
I mean, you specifically.
You know what I mean. I would be like, hey, let's start off in the shower, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. good on you, Ebony. Thank you.
Bianca.
G'day, Bianca.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Well, I'm wet. How are you?
I'm good. I am actually marrying a wet guy.
Are you? Good,
yes.
Good on you, Bianca.
It's not a charity. Good on you.
Is it? Why? Isn't it? Isn't it a nice thing to do?
What, to marry the guy that's wet?
Yeah, because even the ring will keep slipping off his finger.
How wet is he, Bianca?
He's very sweaty. We actually can't sleep on our sheets more than one night.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What about, does aircon or a fan help, or is he just constant?
It does help, yes, but he's just constant. But I'm actually quite lucky. He doesn't smell.
Yeah, that is.
So he wears a lot of deodorant, but he never smells of BO. I actually like the smell of him when he comes home. He smells like his deodorant smells really nice. So,
does it make him hard to spoon?
No, God, no. No, I love it. His hair and all, sweat and all. I love him.
Aren't women just incredible?
So there's your answer.
Like,
keep going with your 30 wings a night.
Imagine me saying about a woman the sweat and the hair and all and everything.
She was too wet.
Jessie.
Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Smith and Kim Petras, that is Unholy for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's a celebration in the studio today.
I didn't know.
Did you know?
No.
That a team member here has been, I was going to say part of the show, we've not been around that long, been at this company for 13 years. Sonda, today.
That's me.
Yep,
13
that's
years.
You.
But, I mean, do you celebrate that when the person quite quit about two
it's
years
an interesting
ago?
Interesting question you
have. Because she's physically been in the building 13 years. I reckon the time she's emotionally checked in is maybe all up, probably about five.
Have you heard of quiet firing?
I have not heard quite.
It's the new phenomenon now where bosses stop giving you like feedback. They stop looking at your personal growth, trying to develop you. And what they're trying to do is make you hate the job so much you then leave.
Really?
It's called quiet firing. That's what we're trying to do.
I was going to say, I feel like that's what's happening to me. I don't think I've ever had feedback. Sorry, I have.
I was going to say,
it's never been good.
I've heard the feedback I've received.
Sorry. Actually, please quiet fire me.
Hey, coming up next, though.
Because I saw something on a car. You know how people have crazy things on the back of their car, and some of them are like, you know, Jesus loves you and stuff like this. I saw one that's just rocked me to my core, and I want to talk about it now.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
J-Lo, Love Don't Cost a Thing for your Wednesday arvo. The time game is coming up after 4 o'clock. $400 today, guys.
Ooh. It really loses its shine after it was 30,000, doesn't it? Like I genuinely then was trying to get excited and it came out as, ooh.
Now, $400 would be great.
Yes.
$400 for the weekend.
Hey, Bickers, I mentioned bumper stickers before this. Are you a fan of a bumper sticker on a car? Do you ever have them?
No.
Because you've got endorsement deals, of course.
No, it doesn't mean I can't put a sticker on the car. I contemplated the family sticker for a moment, but you know, the little stick people, then I didn't. I didn't. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, it's funny over there, Sonda, who's going, the family sticker.
Yeah, Sonda, you don't like those family stickers?
No. Did you ever watch the show Dexter?
Oh, my God. That is so grim.
Okay. Why? What happened?
I don't know if you could say, but basically the family sticker for an evil person was then knew who they could stalk.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the deranged family stickers, the ones where it's a piss take on them?
Yeah.
So it's just got like a crazy cat lady with 14 cats on her and stuff.
We grew up with a fish on ours, on our car. we actually did.
It's a Jesus fish, right?
Yeah.
I'm pescatarian.
No, I'm a big fan of fishing.
But Sonda, it's interesting that you roll your eyes and go, oh my God, who would have a family sticker on their car?
Who would have a family sticker on their car?
A couple of questions I have for you. First of all, how old is your son?
5?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 5.
5. Yeah, he's
That's pretty old.
He's at school, started school, yeah?
Yeah, he's in school.
And he's your one?
One
boy?
One and only.
What do you call that? So when you're 5, you're not even a toddler anymore. You're just a kid, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Child, kid. Yeah.
Okay.
When do you stop being a baby, do you think?
Probably 1, maybe.
Yeah.
So as soon as any kind of talking or walking, any of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, son.
Because I was going to say when you stop breastfeeding, but again, for your son, that was 11. So.
Why, son? Do you still have a baby on board sticker on your car?
Just haven't taken it out of the car yet. I haven't removed it.
Yeah. I reckon. I'm always interested in the baby on board as a thing anyway.
Because I was going to ask, why did you ever have a baby on
board? What are you hoping
sticker?
By that? The person will go, I was going to ram her up the ass, but I won't now because she's
clearly that didn't happen because she's got the baby.
Just like I depressed you with Dexter, you're not going to like the answer. It's so that if you're in a road accident, people know that there's a baby because obviously if there's a kid, they can say, help me, I'm stuck in the back, and they can talk. Eli's laughing at me.
That is
but
not
a baby
why
can't talk, that, so Son, they know to look Son, into
but
the
can't
wreckage.
Can't they see Son, the baby seat?
Son, that is not why people have those stickers.
Isn't it? Yeah.
No,
that's why I got it.
Do you know what people do when there's a car wreck? They look in the car
and see a baby seat and go, oh my God, I think there might be a baby in there.
Yeah.
No, but there wasn't a baby on board imagine sticker, that. So imagine I don't that think there is.
Only the that driver. Imagine are you that sure it was a family wagon? No, no, it's just
they
the
see
driver
a car crash and they don't even look in the car. They just run to the back of the car to see what stickers there are. And if there's
a dog,
none.
Yeah, yeah. Did you check the family sticker?
If there's no stickers, they're like,
call.
Dad loves fishing.
That's why I had one. I never had a wreck and I should probably take it out.
Do you
out
reckon there's anyone with like teenagers still got a baby on board sticker from when their kids were
Can I open baby this out to just funny bumper stickers
sure,
as well?
Sure.
I saw one the other day and it said I go from 0 to bitch in 2.6 seconds. Yeah. But the thing that made me laugh about it is it was such an old car that in 2.6 seconds that car gets up to about 4 kilometres an hour. And I thought, that's not very aggressive.
Who was driving it, though? I'd love to think of a vibe.
Adrian wanted to get me, you know, those stickers that say, my other car is a broomstick.
Because you're a witch.
Yeah. I'm being trolled by my husband.
Oh, and you've got a baby on board, too.
wouldn't get the baby carrier up on the broomstick. Okay.
13, 10, 60. What are you rocking on the back of your car?
I love funny. Yes. If you've got a funny bumper sticker, give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran, Celestial for your Wednesday Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 13, 10, 60, bumper stickers.
Yeah. Our producer, Sonda, has a kid that's just started school, but yet she still has a baby on board sticker on her car. And it got us to chatting about funny bumper stickers and things you've got in your car. Son also says the reason she has the baby on board sticker is she was once told it's because if there's never an accident, they'll know there's a baby inside if there's a sticker.
Yes, she said people don't even look in the car. They just go to the back windscreen.
But maybe if it's a wreck, I don't know. Molly, what have you got to add?
I don't have a cool bumper sticker, but I'm totally with Sonda. I was always told, even from a car installation company, to make sure you've got a sticker on the same side that your baby is on, because if you are ever in an accident, they know baby on board goes straight to the child over the adult.
But yeah, oh.
but can't they see a baby seat
in the
car? Hold on, was that you reconsidering your sticker?
I don't want Henry saved before me.
You've got to put your mask on before helping your kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ripping that sticker right out.
And now you've got to put a mum on board on the front windscreen.
Good on you, Molly.
But hang on, sorry, Molly. Can we go back to Molly? But Molly, I agree with Carrie's question. Don't they just look in the car?
Well, I think it could also be like if you've got tinted windows and they're really dark, you can't see in.
Did you get told this by someone who was selling stickers?
No, it was just a place where I went to install my baby's car seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Mol. G'day, Lise.
Hi, how you going?
Just to be clear, her name was Molly. And you said, thanks, Mol.
Yeah, Mol.
It's not just a new sign off to our listeners. Thanks, Mol.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, Lisa, you're Mol. G'day.
Okay, there's a four-wheel drive getting around Lake Haven on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And I read the sticker on the back window the other week and I love it, and it just gave me an instant reaction. And the capital letters across the top read boobies, and underneath it says, makes me smile. But the zeros, like the O's, were a set of boobs.
Yeah, I like it too, Liz.
Yeah, hey, it's lovely. Yeah. And every time I see it, I smile and I want to honk him. And, yeah.
Hey, Liz, I think we might have a similar sense of humour. Do you also like it when you see cars and they've got the plastic testicles hanging off the bull bar at the back?
Oh, yes, flashing blue ones.
Yeah.
I've never even seen them.
Yeah, they're great. Oh, good funny. On you, Lise. Thank you.
Kelly rung in to say her partner's a firefighter and he said that the baby on board stickers does help in emergency situation.
But, on your son. But still, Sonda's kid's five.
Yeah, yes, that is true. Jamie, what have you seen? What bumper sticker?
Well, back 15 years ago when I first had my license, I used to have two stickers on the back of my car. One of them was, my other ride's your mum. and the other one is, if you're going to ride my ass, you may as well pull my hair as well. And now a funny story was I was actually driving through Newcastle one day and I randomly got pulled over by the police. They come up, said it was for a random breath test. Then he goes, look, do you mind if I take a picture of your stickers and send them to my mate for a laugh? I'm like, I thought I was in trouble.
How much fun.
You know what I've just realised about Son's bum? Thank you, Jamie. That was excellent. You know what I've just realised about Son? Thanks, Mol. You know what I've just realised about Son's bumper stickers? Mm. So if what she said, it sounds like that is true, and we doubted her that it is a safety thing. But now that means that if she is in an accident, they're going to find a five-year-old and then they're going to
be looking around for a baby.
For this baby.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and if you are just joining us, well, we've just learned something new, haven't we, guys?
Well, Sonda, it might be time to get off your high horse because you've been claiming that the reason you've still got a baby on board sticker on your car is that if you're in an accident, then they know there's a kid in there, your kid's five. A police officer just called up and said you actually meant to take the sticker on and off and only have it on the back when there's a baby in a baby seat in the car.
On and off?
Yes, because you've got it on the whole time and then you have a car accident and the kid's at daycare and they're searching around looking for a poor little bub.
God.
And there isn't a bub. Anyway.
Take
your sticker
resources.
Off, I reckon.
As a rule follower, that is very distressing. Yeah. But also, 5 years of retrospective.
How do you take a sticker on?
Well, it's like a little pea plater thing. It's like a little, it just suctions on.
I could easily do it.
Yeah.
But also,
your kid's five, so just I reckon it's time.
Yeah.
Hang on, though. Yeah. I just had a chat with a lovely woman called Frances who said just get a Sharpie, cross out baby, and write child on board. Is that helpful?
But who cares?
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The time game had never, ever been won before. Until Time Master Nick played.
How did Nick go?
5 points.
Oh.
0.
Oh, my God, Nick.
$30,000 is all yours.
Oh, thank you very much.
Nick made history winning the time game and now holds the title of Time Master. This week, the jackpot is up to...
Well, down to $400. So...
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
13, 10, 60. The phones have already gone into meltdown. Good luck getting through. I've got a suggestion, and this is probably an off-air chat, but I'm going to bring it on air. My dream, and which has been talked about a lot with this team, is that the time game would get to a point in a few years' time, if it hadn't gone off, where we could do a stadium special and we get everybody in and we play until it goes off. Getting back down to $400 has really taken a bit of the air out of it. Sonder, the boss of the show, who pulls the purse strings, can't we just keep it at what it was, which is $10,000 and now $400?
That is an excellent idea. Obviously, I'm joking. Absolutely not.
Why?
Well, do you want to have this chat? Would you rather spend that money on
okay,
the time game
or other,
or other things?
Okay. 13, 10, 60 if you want to play
that's
next.
A no.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
One of Pink's new ones. It's called Trustful for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, time, oh, bye. Banana, banana, oh, bye. Beep, bye, oh, bye. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Because I feel bad. I know it was my job, but I forgot.
To do what?
If people have just tuned in, Jesse, the ferret that runs this show, we have a roster, and it's to wash him, and it has been my job, and I've been telling you I've been doing it. He hasn't had a wash in 4 weeks.
I can smell
shampooed in a month.
I know.
I know. Let alone conditioned.
It's because last time.
Oh, he loves it when you brush him too.
I know. And also, because you know how we use the No More Tears shampoo. Last time I didn't have it and I thought he wouldn't notice.
I use the anti-dandruff. Do you do the No More Tears?
No More Tears. But
I don't
last,
like him shedding.
Well, last time I used the anti-dandruff, he got some in his eyes. And
oh,
but also because of his little claws, he then went to get it out of his eyes and he scratched his retinas.
This is insane conversation.
G'day, Corey.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
That's good. I like your energy.
Just wrangling kids.
Yeah, well, I'm wrangling a ferret, so, you know, I get it, Corey.
How often do you wash your kids, Corey?
I'll switch off. Oh, only when necessary. When they start looking a bit rough, I guess.
Hey, Corey, I do actually have a question about shampoo for you. Because do you use No More Tears on the kids?
What is it? No More Tears.
Yeah, because I've realised I got shampoo in my eyes the other day and it didn't hurt. And I thought, are all shampoos now just No More Tears?
I mean, I think you just need to be a bit tough.
Yeah, that's true.
I also think we should let Corey play the time game and get back to our kids.
You don't want to talk about me trying to shampoo my eyelashes?
I can just hear what's happening in the background.
Corey, 5 seconds is all you need. Jesse will say start, you say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, $400 is yours. You ready?
Okay, we're ready.
Start.
Stop. Wait. Listen.
The kids thought you were saying stop to them.
Oh, no. What is it?
How did Corey go, Jess?
4.68.
Not bad. For kids in the background.
The poor kids. Their mother's just been kicked out of the moon tour.
Luke.
Hey, how you going?
Good. How often do you shower?
Hopefully twice a day if I'm lucky.
Do you ever get, if you're lucky, treat yourself, Luke. Do you ever get shampoo in your eyes?
Always.
Does it make you cry?
Nah, just why bother?
Yeah, that's what I think with tears. Sometimes I get really upset and I think, hang on, why bother with this?
Waste of water?
Yeah, why bother? I'm already in the shower. There's enough water. Luke, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
Imagine if we gave it away
Luke,
3 weeks.
Luke, he has pushed his filthy little paws on the desk and he's because he stands on a ball because he's not high enough for the desk. The ball's gone. He's kicked that over to the side. It's close.
It would be a shame if it went off again because the video, again, he looks unshowered and stuff. You know what I mean?
No, whose fault is that, though?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
mate, I'm sorry, but you know I have other things on, including mucking out your cage.
Yeah.
And that in itself is enough of a job.
You said you'd do
man.
It after you got home from your date last night, and you didn't. You stayed and had extra wings.
No, I know. Thank God you didn't have to muck out my cage. Those chili wings went right through me. Jesse, how did Luke go?
5.0.
Yeah.
0.
Oh, my God.
2.
Oh, you didn't give him very long before you kicked him.
He's still there.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm still there.
G'day, Melanie. Oh, no, we'll go Harvey. No, Mel. No, we will go yeah. Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Hello, how are you?
Look, we're
Welcome
good, but,
to the madhouse,
but people are getting better and better at this game, Melanie. So
yes.
I've got a good feeling about you. Do you have a good feeling about yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, would you describe yourself as a confident person?
Very.
Well, good luck then.
Thank you.
Start.
Stop.
Oh my god,
again.
Oh my god.
What's happening?
I don't know how many beats like
I know.
A ferret gets in their heart in their lifetime. Melanie, you are gonna put this poor little filthy stress ball into an early grave. It's close, Melanie. It's obviously very close. Jesse, how did Melanie go?
4.98.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she fell.
She fell.
Hard.
She fell.
Okay. We're gonna go now.
Do you know, also I should mention this. But I didn't want to because it is one of your jobs on the roster. But at the bottom of the pit under the moon door, someone's got to clean out the bodies. There are so many people. There's so many dead people down there that haven't won the time game. We've been playing for years. How are we going to get rid of them all?
You're insane.
G'day, Harley.
We're still going. I reckon, okay, after Harley.
Oh, you don't want to give Harley a go?
No, I do want to give Harley a go, but after Harley, we're out.
I'll clean up the dead people.
Okay. Thank you, Harley.
When you get down there, Harley. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the falls.
Oh, Harley, you're going to get right on 5, do you?
I shower.
It's always good getting one up on a ferret, isn't it? Hey, Harley, are you ready to play?
Yes, ready as ever.
Start.
Felt
it on the long side, Harley.
I reckon
Harley.
He went down, looked at the dead bodies, came back up.
Harley, you better hope those bodies are piled up high enough that you don't plummet to your own death when you get kicked here. How did Harley go?
6.40.
Ah, well.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know I'm always here to help.
Yeah.
And I'm here to help you because I know you're considering getting a dog at the moment.
Yeah.
And I just wanted, there's a few little things I thought you should know before you get a dog.
Okay, but just so you know, I saw an Australian bulldog this morning and I stopped and talked to the owner for about 10 minutes and it was the most gorgeous, big, fat, juicy, adorable thing ever. And
was
I'm thinking about an Australian bulldog.
Was it an Australian bulldog?
It was, yeah.
Well, you never know because there was this family in China.
Like you told me.
I know, but you think you've got an Australian bulldog and it turns out you've got something different, like this family in China.
French bulldog.
Let me get to my story about the family in China.
It was wearing a beret.
They found a dog when they were on vacation. They brought it home and they raised it. They thought they were raising a Tibetan Mastiff.
Mm.
But they became suspicious when it kept growing and growing and growing and started to weigh more than 100 kilos and then started to walk on its hind legs.
are you sure this is a news story? Because
what?
I've told you this story on our show. It's a bear,
it
isn't
it? It is a bear.
Yeah.
How did you know?
Because I told you this story.
Have you read these other ones, though? Because I did a deep dive. So they,
no,
they called
didn't.
Authorities.
No,
I did.
You didn't even listen when
no,
I first
I got
you.
Sammy to do a deep dive.
Sammy wasn't working on the show when I told you.
Okay, so it turns out they were raising a bear, guys, as you would remember from Tommy's story. But here's some other examples of when people, families have been raising pets that weren't what they thought it was, right?
Great.
So there was another woman from China. She was raising a domestic fox. She thought it was, no, sorry. She thought she was raising a Japanese Spitz dog and she was raising a domestic fox. She said its fur got thicker. Its face became pointy and its tail grew longer. And then she said a neighbour noticed that it was a domestic fox and she had to. It never barked and it wouldn't eat dog food. Giveaway. What about the man in Arizona?
Sorry, just on the fox. Yep. Are you not allowed to have a fox as a pet?
Maybe not in China.
No,
or maybe
I
they're scary.
In China you're probably allowed to have.
But maybe they just turn like feral,
foxy.
Bit foxy. A man in Arizona, he responded to an ad that was giving away a free puppy.
Oh,
and he
great.
Took it home. How nice for the family. The puppy escaped one day and a neighbour took it to the local humane society and they discovered it was a wolf. Yep, he was raising a little wolf. What about the Texas family? Oh, they brought two adorable little kittens home as pets, didn't they?
Please,
and
wow.
Then,
please,
yeah, then
please,
the kittens please. Bit the, the kids. Turns out they were bobcats.
Oh, but you know how this
way
was
cooler pet.
You know how this was a warning story for me?
Yeah.
These are all awesome outcomes.
Well, if you've been thinking, hey, what about a snow leopard as a pet? That's what happened to a guy in China. A lot of these stories are from China. He brought home two baby animals for the family and then he began to question if these cuties were really little cats or perhaps something more dangerous. He discovered he'd rescued two snow leopards. Beautiful though, but not for a family home.
No.
Are they
no.
dangerous snow leopards?
Well,
a leopard is, isn't it?
No, it's just sad because
why?
People do have them. It was this is what Tiger King was all about.
Were they snow leopards, Tiger King?
No, because they're rare. Because
they're
rare, so people want them as pets.
Oh.
You know, rich people.
Oh. Like, anyway. That was my warning to you.
But again,
don't get a snow leopard
no,
or a fox
no, but now
or
I wanna,
a wolf
no, now
or
I wanna,
a bobcat.
I want a bear.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday afternoon is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. New Zealand is the ultimate winter destination, from skiing to stargazing, heli hiking to thermal hot pools. New Zealand's got it all. You can plan your trip at newzealand.com.
I want to go stargazing in New Zealand.
I want to do everything in New Zealand. Hey, there's so much natural wonder, and
it's
in
amazing.
Winter, I mean, there's no more beautiful city in the world than Queenstown, that lake and then looking up at the mountains. But also, just Kiwis are the best people in the world.
So delightful.
They're so friendly. They're so fun. Love a party.
Do they?
Let's go.
Great.
Bickers, we got to talk about this prick sitting across from us over here because...
Don't you call Web Guy like that.
Sorry. Let's not talk about him then. Jesse. We've got to talk about Jesse.
He's the happiest man alive. I don't think I've ever seen him smiling so much.
Because we told him to start pulling his weight in this show and go out and get some influencing gigs because he's got a massive 1,214 followers on Instagram and we want to leverage that.
Mm.
And then he went out. And he got himself a Porsche ambassadorship, which I've been after, and rocked up yesterday in a brand new 911.
Yeah.
And
he's not gotten out of the car since, I don't think.
I know, but.
No, quite seriously.
I was watching
when I
his
asked
Instagram.
Him how, he told me, we'll talk about this next, but he told me how many hours he's been in the car since he got it yesterday. He's barely slept.
Yeah. And yes, there's heaps we've got to talk about next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
The Carrie and Tommy Show brought to you by Porsche, guys, because we need to talk some business.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Australia's newest influencer,
Jesse Watkins.
SpawnCon, free stuff, like, follow, content.
Like this post, share this post, and to be influenced.
Yep.
And you've done us proud.
Yeah.
You've done us proud. You went and got yourself a Porsche deal.
Well, this, and you said to me, you said, I'm not going to be happy with the deal that you've landed. Because this, let's not forget, this is all of my making. Because I said, you're not pulling your weight, promoting the show.
Oh, now he's on the
bandwagon.
And
this is the man talking right now across from me, you, Mr. Little, desperately desperately wants a Porsche.
Well, I just got to drive a couple of Porsches last year for a little time from the wonderful folks at Porsche, and they're just incredible cars. And then Jesse revealed to me, after I had a blindfold on, his new endorsement.
What do you mean?
That is my new car.
No! Give me the keys. Have you got the keys?
No, 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 no. It's for him to drive,
no,
not
it's
you.
Not.
No, this is mine.
Two boys running around a Porsche.
What do you mean?
He is he's the ambassador for Porsche.
No,
now.
You're not.
The deal, yeah. the deal you couldn't get, he's got.
But you know what? That's good news because Porsche are doing this new thing where they rent out their cars for a couple of days or a week at a time. So if you want one, you can rent one if you like.
But I got it for free.
It's only available in Melbourne, but it's rolling out around the country very soon.
Fantastic.
So if you want to get your hands on a Porsche.
Now, I reckon there's a few things.
I've got some questions too. You go first.
Well, there's just a few things I kind of wanted to point out.
Yeah.
Because I noticed you really have been committing to your SponCon with them. Mm-hmm. Because just then you said the show is presented by Porsche.
Which it's definitely not.
You're going to piss off our actual sponsors.
You'll learn that in the influencer world. Yeah. Like, you've got to be careful.
Yeah. But then there's another couple of things because
how many posts he needs to do.
Well, I'm not sure, but as Jesse keeps saying, he's an ambassador for a year, so I assume it would be quite a few.
One a month or something.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but then I noticed on his Instagram, he put about 5 stories up last night. Oh, this is the Porsche year. And in one of them, he goes, so guys, I've got a choice. I've just got home in the Porsche. And do I get out
Porsche.
And do I go to bed? Or,
oh my God, is that the content he started moving
the chair back and he goes, or do I just sleep in the Porsche? But then I put the chair back like he was going to sleep and I wrote to him, I said, bro, it's daylight. Like it's.
And like, I would still sleep in that Porsche.
Yeah, but he's a new influencer. So he doesn't have all the camera with the lights on and stuff, so he couldn't film it at night.
It's
you know?
7 p.m. Yeah. Like, what? Why?
Didn't you go out for dinner? Didn't you take your girl out for
dinner? Yeah, that's what he said. He posted more after that. Like,
but do you know what's funny about all of it is he tagged them wrong and he
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And influencing is harder than I thought it was going to be.
How many hours? Yeah. Okay.
But there's another just factor to it, which is
jealousy.
Jealousy. I also just think, because you're the ambassador for the year, I just thought there's a few details about that that I think you thought like I wouldn't notice. One was that would never happen.
Don't be mean. Couldn't get it happening for yourself.
Yeah, put your hands up if you've got a car deal at the moment.
Me, thank you.
Yeah, me.
Well, with my Kluger.
No, this is what I'm
part of the Kluger club.
This is what I'm questioning.
Why are you saying no?
Not while we're talking about Porsche.
Yeah, Kate.
Just let him talk about Porsche. Oh, let Tommy talk about it. You've talked about your Toyota a lot.
Okay, mate. We're not all driving Porsches. Okay.
Shout out to Mazda.
Yeah.
How many posts do you have to do?
Someone say Kia.
and
you drive a Nissan.
It's all right. I mentioned.
He gave a shout out to the wrong guy.
I mentioned my Kia Stonic rental enough the other day. But the other thing was, I thought if Jesse really does have this car for a year, why has he kept the Porsche rental cardboard sign in the front? Jesse, how long do you really have the car for? Because I would have guessed 12 hours.
I didn't actually specify how long I've got it for.
You told us you were an ambassador for a year.
No, I said ambassador. You assumed a year.
You said a year.
When?
Yesterday.
No.
How long have you got it for?
I only have it for 2 days.
I think you're going to have to give it back sooner than that too, because there is something that you've not done that I think as the ambassador for Porsche, you should possibly follow them.
Oh, well, they follow me to see all the Porsche content.
I reckon
maybe
you should follow them.
I know that was Web Guy Eli, wasn't it?
You're not good at this game.
I'm getting there, guys.
Here's what I want.
It's hard to do other things when you've got a Porsche to drive.
13 10 60. Here's what I want to do calls on. Have you loaned something that you pretend you owned, whether it's to impress someone or I don't know why, but have you got something on loan and gone, yeah, that's mine? That's mine. I'm going to be found out. Give us a call.
Look at his little face. Carrie
and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. And the show is not sponsored by Porsche, just me. Just yes. For anyone playing along at home.
Hey, it's sponsored by Tourism New Zealand.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. It's not sponsored by Porsche. I am.
Yeah, for two days.
No, you're not. Jesse, you've got a rental and you pretended you had an ambassadorship for a year.
And he's letting everybody ride his rental. Everyone in the team's gone for it. Oh, no.
I'm a generous guy.
Yeah. He wants to take them round so they can see what it feels like to be in the Porsche.
Doesn't let anyone else drive, though, because he's scared he's going to ding his rental.
I haven't been for a ride.
No.
Yeah, well, do you want to come for a ride?
Nah.
You could. You can just rent one
if
yourself.
You want to go and take one.
Oh, yeah. Porsche drive rental. Get around it.
Stop sponsoring the thing I asked you to do. Damn it. This is tough. So on 131060, I really want to know, have you loaned something and then pretended, like Jesse did, the scumbag, that you own it? Stop talking.
No, but I just want to clarify. I pulled up next to the lights yesterday and I was next to a guy in a Porsche.
Yeah, you told me it was a Taycan because you don't know how to say the name.
Toucan.
Taycan.
It's a Taycan. Taycan. Yeah.
And he said, how long have you had the Porsche for? And I said, I picked it up today.
Oh, that's clever.
Didn't clarify. Is that okay?
Imagine if you said to him, I've got it.
And I'm returning it tomorrow.
Yeah. Still counts.
G'day, Michelle.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Have you loaned something that you pretended you owned?
Yes, I have a Louis Vuitton handbag to impress my friends.
Yes, right.
So talk to us. Whose bag was it?
It was a friend of mine. She had a collection of Louis Vuittons and I was going out to a big event and she said, you can borrow one, choose one. So I chose the best looking one that I thought and impressed my friends. But I think they knew that I didn't own it because I don't earn that kind of money. So,
Michelle, the thing is, though, once I got a replica Chanel bag and I wore it around, but my problem was, like, every time someone went, oh, I like your bag, I said, it's fake. Oh, I couldn't keep up the lie.
No, you got to lie. You got to lie.
Michelle, I have been undone wearing fake clothes because I came back from Thailand. And I'd bought everything fake, right? I got like these diesel jeans. I got a Ralph Lauren top, like all this stuff. Of course, 7 Von Dutch hats.
Yeah.
It was of a time. And
What's a Von Dutch hat?
Oh, real cool. It was just for 12 hours, they were the coolest hats in the world. And I came back and I was wearing my stuff and I went to a party, Michelle, and I started talking to a girl that I didn't know. And she said, are you wearing a Ralph Lauren top? And I said, yeah. And she said, that's fake, isn't it? And I said,
oh my God,
I got really offended. And I said, absolutely not. And she said, yes, it is. And I said, no, it is not. How would you know? And she said, I work for them. And that horse is facing the wrong way.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing. Michelle, have you got your, like, over time, have you managed to get a real Louis Vuitton bag?
I do. It's a vintage one, though. I had to buy a vintage at quarter of the price, but hey, it's still Louis
Vuitton.
But
isn't vintage what everyone wants these days? Like, you know, you're on trend, Michelle.
Oh, do you want to?
I'm vintage, so. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I've had a busy morning. Not actually. Like, I mean, I haven't been actually.
Should we
doing
go
things.
Through our individual mornings and see who had a busier morning?
No. But I mean, up here.
Oh, in your head.
In my head, I've had a busy
morning.
Is it
ever not busy in there?
No, sometimes, but that's when I'm passed out. Sorry, that was too close to the truth.
That's close to the truth.
But just as well, you're not
going
to your psych anymore.
I would go. I'm just not awake for it.
That upset people so much. It annoyed me so much.
Why?
Because they were upset that I was laughing at you going. They didn't get that I was laughing at the fact that you've stopped going to your psych because you were lying to her.
Yeah, but also I hate when people get upset when people make jokes about me and they get upset. Like, I'm not upset.
Also,
piss off.
Look, if you're going to listen to our show, you need to understand every member of this team currently sees a psych.
except for one.
Oh, sorry, except for him.
I'm the same one.
We're all across psychs and mental health. We're all for it, guys.
I think everyone in this team sees a PT as well, except for me. I've really dropped the ball in a lot of areas. But anyway, I had a busy morning up in the kitchen in the old brain, and it was all stewing around this. Can you be a gangster if you're not in a gang?
Yeah.
Because I don't reckon you can.
I reckon.
Because I reckon then you're just a person. I just.
Isn't gangster an attitude?
See, I thought it meant you're a gang member. And I started to feel for aging gangsters because I like – so I
are they still in the group when they're old?
Well, I just imagine there will be a point where your gang's going real good, yeah. Right? You got maybe 20 of you. You go around. You're doing a bit of crime. You're just having good old-fashioned, wholesome gang fun. But then some of you start to have babies and leave the gang.
Less gangster.
Yeah, and then whittle off. And some of you might go and move overseas. Some of you might decide gang life is not for you and you just get a job doing something else. Hmm. And I just thought, what about the poor, lonely gangster? Is he still?
Are you using gangster to describe yourself because you're talking about your mates?
You've never been gangster.
No, but I don't have any friends left.
But what about that? Have you seen the Supremes or whatever? That's not the Supremes. They're a music act. The Soprano, the Supremes. Have you seen the Supremes? Ain't no mountain high.
Stab, stab.
No, the Sopranos, aren't they all old gangsters?
Yeah, but they've got La Familia.
They've got their posse.
They've got, yes. Well, their gang, yes.
Yes. So maybe that answers your question. To be a gangster, you need to have a gang, yes.
Yes. So yes. Then,
but then why do you think people are leaving the gang?
Yeah, I think they're doing other things.
But then maybe that makes them happy.
Because otherwise we would
see. Why would they have left?
Because otherwise we would see old gangs around, and we don't.
Yeah, aren't they bikies?
Just pensioner gang.
Don't they ride motorbikes?
No, but I'm talking old. Like we never.
Sometimes you see a gang of people on their little gophers.
We never have reports. There's never had a report of, hey, the servo's been held up by 7 men in their 80s.
Yeah, but they're not gangsters. They're doing harder crime than holding up a servo.
What, 70-year-olds are?
They're sitting in there. They're the ones, the masterminds. They're sitting in their mansions.
A financial crime.
Wheeling and dealing, and other people are doing their stuff for them.
Because you are misunderstanding the scale of Australian crime. You know when you see those overseas crime lords and they own islands? And here they get arrested and it's like, oh, he had a 2-bedroom rental.
Oh, that's not how I imagine gang life.
No.
No.
No. Well, I imagine it is lonely for the one gangster who has to now go and door knock to
still
find another
change,
gang.
Still with his change, though, cha-ching, cha-ching, along the street on his own.
How's the chain go again?
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, my God. It's like a radio play I've been taking there.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy have plenty of time to start planning their next holiday. This winter, could a New Zealand winter holiday be on the cards? From skiing to stargazing, heli-hiking to thermal hot pools, New Zealand's got it all. Exhilaration, relaxation and more. Plan your trip at newzealand.com.
Bye.